Welcome to another sexy Dear to File. You know it is sexy. What have we got here? Dear to, what are your feelings on the Pastafarians and their god, the Flying Spaghetti Monster? How do you approve of their stance to get their type of intelligent design creationist theory included in the science curriculum alongside the others that would have to be taught? On a side note, if biology books should have a big red sticker that says this book contains theories on it, then shouldn't holy books have a big neon pink sticker that says this book may be a work of fiction on it? May the Flying Spaghetti touch you with its noodly appendage this day and bring its blessings upon you. Amen. Healing Blight, Dublin, Ireland. You didn't know? I'm a disciple of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. It is his noodly appendage that has made me a faggot. One night, as I was lying in my bed, praying to my goodly Christian Lord, Flying Spaghetti Monster and his noodly appendage appeared to me, and he said, "What you doing?" And I said, "I am praying to my goodly Christian Lord." And he said, "Does he have one of these?" And I said, "Oh!" And he said, "That's right, you take it, bitch." And I said, "Ah!" And he said, "Who's your god now, slut monkey? Who's your god?" And it is from that day that I have believed in the Flying Spaghetti Monster, because he just does things for me that my old ex-god, you know, just, he could never do, you know? It's just, and he smells better, too. You know, that other god was, well, just Middle Eastern, and, well, you know, there was a lot of hair, and well, as to your question, though, by no stretch of the imagination should religion ever be taught in fucking science class. We got these brainless religious twits running around and saying, hey, if you can teach kids science in science class, then you have to teach them this unsubstantiated mythical bullshit, too, because it's only fair. Why, if you just teach them science, well, they might get the idea that this place wasn't created by some invisible twat in space. We can't have that. Slapping the word theory on a religious belief does not mean it's suddenly science, because it's written in a book and lots of people believe it does not count for scientific evidence. Religion requires an assload of faith. And faith is, by definition, the absence of science. The only reason they want this ancient mythological masturbation in the classroom is because real science doesn't have any evidence to support God. And our shotgun-shooting, tobacco-chewing, bush-supporting redneck youth might get the idea that you don't have to believe everything some child molester yells at you from behind a fucking pulpit. And in the meantime, they're only proving that there is a step down the evolutionary ladder, because they're fucking apes. If you want to know more about the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and I recommend you do, you should go to www.venganza.org. That's V-E-N-G-A-N-Z-A. Check it out. You like it. Let's see. Dear two, I have a very controlling family, and I need some help or an extra boost of confidence to escape them. You see, I'm kind of screwed because I work for the family company. They have access to my bank account, and my cell phone and credit card bills are sent to their house because they opened the accounts for me many years ago. However, even though I pay the bills, I get bitched at if I buy something trivial like CDs, booze, and comics. I'm 23, and they still have a foothold on me. The other reason I'm having a hard time getting away is because I have to have health insurance, and it's not always easy to get. So I get mine through the company. I have a fairly serious illness, and while I can skip doctor visits and be okay, I have to have my medication, which is very expensive. I could really use your advice, too. This is from JR from Oklahoma City. Well, I think you should go out and buy a bunch of dildos with your card, that's what. Have it show up right on your credit card statement, you know? Charge a $28.50 to the Happy Twat Emporium, right there where they can read it. Go out and get a shitload of pornos and booze and dildos, and when they go, hey, what the hell, you can say, oh, it was that doped up lesbian satanic ritual I had to go to because you guys suck! You could get them terrified to open up your bills, you know? I mean, well, that's what I'd do, but that might not be the best thing for you. The best thing for you to do, hey, you're 23 years old. You're an adult. You have a right to privacy. You can't wait for your parents to decide it's time to let go of their little girl and let her live her own life, because it may never happen. So you're gonna have to take matters into your own hands here. And the way I see it, you don't have to have a different job or move away from them. What you need to do is open your own account. Take some of your money out of your bank account and open up a new one just for you in your name. If it's your account too, then there's nothing they can do to stop you. Apply for your own credit card in your name. Get your own cell phone plan. The last I checked, a post office box is like only $20 or $30 a year. Get one of those and have your bills mailed to it. I would actually recommend doing this secretly at first so they don't get all pissy and try to stop you, but eventually they're gonna find out about it anyway. And when they do, just say, look, I'm 23 years old here. I can't have you guys looking over my shoulder at everything I do for the rest of my life. What if I decide to have a family? Are you guys gonna be right there in the bedroom to make sure I'm doing it right? Stop trying to live my life and worry about your own. Claw. And you you have to, that God, that has to be at the end there, or it just won't work. You gotta God. Dear two, I'm in the eighth grade, and we can't show physical displays of affection to the opposite sex. Actually, I got in trouble today for hugging a guy because it was my hug day. Anyways, so I asked one of my teachers why, and she said that you cannot hug the opposite sex. So I said, what if they are a gay or a lesbian? And she just stared at me like, I hate you. I just wanted to know your outlook on this. I would really like to know. Sincerely, Sarah from Kansas City. You know, I'll tell you what I think. That expression that you described your teacher having, I think you need to remember what it looked like, because that is the look of someone who just got pwned. Just when they want to say something, but you just fucked their shit up so bad that there ain't nothing to say. You have just pwned some motherfucker, and you pwned your teacher. That's all there is to it. You just did. And she knew it too. And it's something I highly recommend doing every chance you get. About how I feel on the whole physical display of affection thing. As I've said before, I don't know who thought this shit up, but it's just idiotic. I mean, aren't we supposed to be encouraging kids to be friendly to each other? With all the hate that floats around the halls at school now, I mean, no one's allowed to hug. It's bullshit, and I don't know what it's trying to accomplish. I'm glad I'm not a school kid now, because you guys are probably as confused as Mike Tyson with a calculator. If you slug some guy in the mouth, you get a punishment. But if you hug that same guy, you still get a punishment. I mean, hey, if I'm gonna get in the same amount of trouble for hugging someone as I do for punching someone, I'm just gonna go bust somebody's ass. Basically, I think the school system in this country is run by immature people who aren't thinking at all and fail to see the students as actual human beings, and that's a ridiculous group to run a system in which they expect the students to be mature thinking human beings. They need the flying spaghetti monster needs to run the school board. That's what I, yeah. Dear two, a good friend of mine, who I won't name, has recently come out as being gay. Now, I'm 15, as is he, so you can guess he's already being hit hard by discrimination and bashing from peers, etc., as moronic, prejudiced teenagers do. But what's worse is that his dad knows and is okay with it. He has a mother who's a strict, uptight bitch with her head so far up her arse. Must be British. She could give you a word-by-word tour of her colon. She's pretty much abandoned him as her son and now lavishes things on his younger brother whilst ignoring him. He's been pretty damn depressed lately, and his other friends I know have been trying to cheer him up, but failing. He feels like he's alone on the subject, which isn't true, but, you know, a feeling is a feeling. However, when I came across your rant about parents and abandoning their kids because they're gay, I decided to play it to him. To A, hopefully cheer him up, and B, let him know that other people disagree with abandoning a kid because he or she is gay. So I guess this is a thank you from me and from him. Without something like this to bring him out of a rut, I think my friend would have kept sinking. Thanks, and keep up the awesome rants. And this was from Ellie from Basingtoke, UK. Well, you're very welcome. I'd like to say I know why people can just suddenly turn into hateful pricks about things like this. It's like if you found out your kid was using, you know, Windows instead of a fucking Mac, you know? What are we gonna do? Well, we're gonna hate the little bastard, that's what. And it doesn't make any sense, but it happens all the time. And it doesn't look like, to me, like it's gonna stop happening anytime soon. The only thing you can do is, if you have a friend who's going through this, is to let them know that you are there for them and you care about them. And that their parents are fucking wrong. They're not freaks. They're not worthless. And hey, some people might disagree. Agree with me on this, but the difference is I can prove it, and they can just stand there with a look on their face like Sarah's teacher back there, you know, just and they will be pwned. Dear two, I'm starting my own band, and I'm wondering what type of music we should do. Should we do music we enjoy playing, or music we sound good playing? There's no point in making music if it doesn't sound good, right? Thanks, from Taryn, from the land of garage bands. Aha! This is a very good question. When you're doing any kind of performance art, the first thing you have to decide is who you're trying to entertain. You can either entertain yourself, or you can entertain an audience. Only on rare occasions, believe me, do people wind up doing both. And there's nothing wrong with either of these things, you just have to decide which. It's like me. I get on stage to entertain an audience. I do things to make an audience laugh, and I enjoy that. But if I really wanted to just entertain myself, then I'd get up and tell jokes like, hey, there was this baby, and then it was dead. Because to me, that's some hilarious shit. You know, there was this guy I hate, and then I just took a dump on his eye. Because I can't get enough of that, you know? But I don't think an audience would dig it too much, so I just tell those jokes to myself, you know? I don't see any reason why you couldn't do both if you really wanted to. You know, take the songs that you sound best playing and put them in front of an audience. But if there are songs that don't sound so good, but you just love playing, well, just play those for fun. Get together with your friends and have a good old-fashioned heavy metal vomit party and just have fun. And write a song about flying Young Spaghetti Monster. And Sarah, poning her teacher. Dear Two, I'm writing to you to thank you. Well, you're welcome, even though I don't know what for yet. I'm 20 years old, and I have, for the most part of my life, suffered from depression and anxiety. For the past 2 years, I've been wandering mentally without a direction in my life, and it got to the point where I had to rely on loaning from my friends just to eat and have a roof over my head. This is probably the biggest reason I pushed myself to get a job and schooling for it, no less. But at the root of all this was the attitude that I should stop being such a fucking whiny little bitch and do something about it. Even though it took me about 2 years to get this attitude integrated into my personality, I'm quite sure that listening to your show had a lot to do with it. In addition, it has also taught me to say fuck you to my mother, who doesn't want to listen to me when I'm telling her that going back to high school would be suicide for me. I'm now employed as a taxi driver, and I'm taking a break from school for the next 2 years or so. I'm planning on finishing my high school degree and maybe continue on to medical school later. Good on you, man. So thank you for being a kick-ass guy and giving me inspiration and direction. I hope to hear from you and your career in the future. I hope you succeed in wherever you're headed and maybe get rich in the process. Best regards, Jarto from Finland, and he speaks better English than most people who are born speaking it. You know, I've had people jump on me because of the way I handle people who are suicidal or depressed. They don't like the fact that I don't sweet talk them and tell them what they want to hear. But if someone wants to kill himself and you hand him a gun, 99 times out of 100, he'll put it to his head and go, "Hey, I don't fucking want to die. I'm not pissed at me. I'm pissed off at some other fuckers." And they'll drop the gun and they'll get a life. And that 100th guy is some prick everyone wants to kill anyway. And you know, if you think you can make someone believe they're worth something by treating them like an unbalanced emotional mind fuck, then you can go ahead and try. Good fucking luck. But the fact is, we're all alone on this dirt ball. And when people get depressed because this beautiful world that's been promised to them on TV isn't there, someone has got to be there to say, "Sorry, man, you've been fucked over like the rest of us. Now get over it and move on." You can't wait for other people to put your life together for you. You've only got one of them, and you're the only one who's going to make it go anywhere. So get off your ass and look out for yourself, because life is what you make of it. And you better not waste it. Don't sit around wishing for a better place, because the only way it's going to be better is if you make it that way. That's all for this time. I will see you again soon. If you have a Dear 2 letter to send in, please send it to dear2@ranting-griffin.com. And remember, embrace the noodly appendage.